Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you, Chair. We would also like to recall that in our approaches to scheduling the meetings for this OEWG, first taking into account that in General Assembly Resolution 76/231, it provides for two sessions of 5 days each in 2022 and 2023. We favor organizing an annual session of no more than 5 days. But taking into account the need to have thorough preparation by delegations for the substantive work in the group, the 2022 session should, we believe, be held no earlier than May. The proposal to hold the session in February is, in our view, rather problematic because there are technical issues, and from the perspective of comprehensive preparation by the Russian delegation, ensuring fully fledged participation by Russian experts in this session would not be possible. And so we fundamentally cannot ensure that Russian experts will be able to enter Switzerland, because to enter Swiss territory, we need to go through a special procedure to receive certain permits for this territory, which takes up a great deal of time. Furthermore, we will need internal preparation within the Russian delegation. And so to conduct a truly effective first substantive session, we will need some time. We believe that May is perhaps the optimal time to hold the first substantive session of the group. Regarding the overall number of group sessions provided for in Resolution 76-231, here we abide by the text in the Russian language, where it is clearly set out in black and white that the group will hold two sessions, 5 days each, in 2022 and 2023. Regarding the understanding that the resolution provides for two sessions overall, 5 days each in 2022 and 2023, that is not an interpretation, that is what is written in the resolution. And the text is identical in each language. Here we follow the Russian text, but if we look at the text in other languages, the wording is practically identical to the text in Russian. Furthermore, the English wording can also be read to understand that in total, there should be no more than two sessions of 5 days each in 2022 and 2023, both those years. Furthermore, I would also like to add that we will need to reach a common understanding and agree that the sessions of the OEWG should be exclusively in a presence, with presence from the experts from each delegation, that is, in the room. Only such an understanding will allow us to ensure that the work is effective in the group at the expert level. and that we achieve the necessary results from the expert perspective specifically. I also wish to respond to comments made by the delegation of Cuba regarding the procedure for adopting decisions within this organizational session, the decisions on modalities of work in the working group. In our view, to avoid any potential misunderstandings, misinterpretations in the future regarding what we have agreed at this session in terms of organization of the group's work, how the work should be organized in the future, we believe there is a need to set down this understanding regarding the modalities of work for the OAWG in a separate adopted document that enjoys consensus. In our view, taking into account the experience we already have of working in such formats, specifically such a document which has a clear, verified understanding would allow us to avoid problems in future work of the group and ensure that it is effective, and that there is optimal organization of work in terms of time, so as not to waste time on discussing future organizational issues, so as to not have to return to them in future. We believe that the decisions need to be taken here and that they need to be set down on paper to the greatest extent possible. Thank you very much.